So this is just a little quick recording because I feel a bit, don't quite know how to say it, but I've reached 100 followers, over 100, and I just never thought that many people would be interested in what I'm rambling on about. Excuse me. But I can't tell you how that makes me feel. It just makes me feel amazing. So, oh, got the chokes, sorry. So if you may or may not know, depending on how much of my stuff you've listened to, that I'm on a bit of a journey. sexy, sensual journey. Rediscovering my horniness, my sexiness. Not just rediscovering it, I'm just like also discovering in terms of different audios that I've been listening to that have made me realise that actually, oh yeah, that thing there, that thing, that really turns me on. Excuse my voice. seeing as I've reached this milestone, this amazing milestone, which I can't really believe, I thought I'd have a think about what I've actually found out about myself so far. So, what I have found out, one, I swear a lot during my recordings when I'm really letting go, playing with myself. I'm not much of a swearer out of the bedroom, but I do swear quite a lot. And I've actually, oh dear, I've actually started to embrace words that I never would have used before. So, I was always a little bit bashful, a bit prudish, I'm certainly not that. I embrace the swearing. All those words that I use, I embrace and I love it. So that's number one. I swear a lot. Two, so far, all I've really done is rambles. So I do love it to ramble fap with you, to just see where it goes, chat to you, fantasize about you. I do love doing that. So is that number two? Number two is I love to ramble fap. Number three, whew, anal. Oh God, I love it. I love it. And I love tease in myself, pleasure in myself through my ears. And I also love listening to audios of guys who are doing the same. I find that so incredibly hot when a guy who's who's straight or bi or into women in some way, shape or form, loves to play with his own ass like that. I find that incredibly hot and sexy because I know how good it feels. And so number three, anal. I adore it. I absolutely adore it. This is a biggie. Number four of things I've learned about myself is that I am a big squirter. I didn't realise this actually existed. I thought it was a myth. But since, well, I have done it. So what I was going to say was, since getting my Enjoy Pure Wand, I, the amount of just wetness that I seem to create is immense. I have squirted previously to that with a vibrator that I've got that's got a big head. I think I might have talked about this before. It's got a big head that's designed for G-spot. Using that was the first time that I squirted. But since I've used the Enjoy, it's like an ocean, honestly. I can't quite. Wow. That's all I can really say. It's wow. So that's number four. Number five. This should probably have been number one. These are not in any particular order. But anyway, number five is listening. No, knowing the year. Listening to me and touching yourself, making yourself feel good, making yourself come, maybe moaning. Oh, God. So knowing all of that is such a massive turn on to me. That's why I'm finding this so much fun to do and so addictive, that just being able to fantasize about you listening to me, because I know that you do, and just thinking about where you might be doing that, my voice, my little fantasies and ways of pleasing myself, the fact that you're listening to that, and you could be anywhere. You could be anywhere in the world. You could be in any situation. This is amazing for like international relations, isn't it? just knowing that there's people in, God, all over the world. That gets me going. It really does get me going. What are we up to now? So that's five. So number six, this literally just popped into my head. One of the things I've somewhat struggled, well, not struggled, but I'm quite sure, so this is going back really to anal, and just playing with my butt. So I don't know what to call it. So I love you people who are not from the UK and that you use the word ass. Ah, ass. I can't say it. Ass. I'm sorry, I've just insulted a lot of people there with that attempt to say it in that way that you say it. I love how you say that word. If I say it, I feel like I sound stupid, like what I've just sounded like. Then it's like, but, again, I love when you say it. Any of you non-UK people, it just seems a bit weird coming out of my mouth. I don't know, it's just not a word I've used, but I do enjoy it, the same as asp. Asp. Oh God, I'm coughing that really badly. So where does that leave me? So then there's the UK version, which is arse. And I don't really like that word. It's coming round. I'm coming round to it. I'm definitely coming round to it. So I don't know what, I'm on number six, aren't I? Number six is what I've learned is I don't really know what to call it. So I sort of tend to use all of those words. at different times. So that's that. Have I learnt? That's probably, I'm sure there's millions of other stuff. Oh, I've also learnt I've got a really creaky bed. And I really need to get my head around editing and technical side of stuff. But do you know what? That doesn't really interest me. What interests me is talking to you. There have been some quite shocking sound issues from my stuff. Anyway, so that's probably what I've learned so far. Oh, no, there's more, there is more. So, this sort of leads me on, though, to what I want to do, some stuff that I've wanted to do that I've not done. So, I've not done any scripts. The reason is that I don't want to come across as phony or like a bad actor, actress. So it's got to be the right fit for my voice and my personality. But I think I might have found one that I want to have a go at. So I'm so excited, but also a bit nervous because that's something new that I've not done before, and things like sound effects and stuff, so that's another thing. So I want to do more sort of scenarios, in so more of a set like story, that I could have a go at improvising it. I've only done one like improvisation thing, and that was the Friday night phone call, and I enjoyed doing that so much because that was exactly the mood that I was in. That's what I would exactly have been doing. So in a way it was a bit like a ramble. So I want to do more structured stuff. And for sure I want to do more stuff focusing on your cock and your balls. I get so carried away, I think, in my own pleasure. I feel like I don't focus enough on you. So I definitely want to do that much more. Something else. Oh, yeah. This is exciting. This is exciting for me. I would love to explore my slightly more kinky side about two sides of the same coin. Being a dom excites me enormously. I'd be such a good dom, I really would. You know that I would. That excites me so much, and I do want to explore that. But I also want to explore the other side, being a sub. It's something I've started to listen to a bit more, and I was quite anti it, but I'm not at all anti it. I'm not really anti anything, because it's not for me to judge or say what turns someone on. So I want to explore both of those, because do you know what, I'm like many people, I have got lots of different sides to me. I can be soft, I can be soppy, I can be very horny, very sensual. Very submissive and very controlling at the same time. Just depends what I feel like. So that's all very exciting. That there's a lot more stuff that I want to try out. So I guess again what I will say is thank you. Yeah, you. Thank you. You, wherever you are, whoever you are, for listening in. It's been amazing so far. I can't tell you what this is, how much pleasure this has brought me. So I would love it if you would stay with me and hang out with me as the journey continues. That's what I'd love more than anything else. Okay, I really do appreciate you. I hope you know that. Okay, that's it for now. I apologise for my being able to say the word ass. I can't do it. Oh god. Right, okay. Bye.